Proverbs 15:5 says, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." We discussed the point of the first half of this proverb in our previous proverb devotional. To summarize, generally speaking, your father's instruction is given with the best intentions, and even if you choose not to follow his instruction, you should always welcome and respect it. And then the second half of this proverb takes it to another level. When your father's instruction is a reproof, it is prudent to regard that instruction. So what does that word mean, reproof? It comes from the word reprove, and it means that your father's instruction is confronting you about something you've done. It can be confrontation with blame or censure. Now, the wise father can reprove a child with tact, although there are times when tact goes out the window. It's according to the issue at hand and the circumstances involved. So we won't focus on that, but assume that a father is reproving a child with the tact and emotion that is fitting for the situation. And in that case, the prudent man or woman will regard the reproof being given. In other words, the prudent man will listen to and consider the reproof coming from a loving father. The fool doesn't listen to reproof and doesn't consider what is being said. It's interesting to note first mentions of terms in the Bible. This normally sets the standard for the use of that word in the rest of Scripture. The first mention of reproof is in Job 26, verses 11 and 12. It says, "The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud." Now, there's a lot of symbolism there and a lot to unpack from that passage, and it's not our purpose to do so here. But the basic idea expressed here in the first mention of reproof is that God, our Heavenly Father, reproves, and his intended target is the proud. And it just so happens that we see that pride is the problem when reproof is not regarded throughout Scripture. The prudent man or woman is also a humble man or woman. When a person is filled with pride, they will not regard reproof. But he that regardeth reproof is prudent. He that regardeth reproof is humble and teachable. Now, it must also be understood that the reproof must be accurate and biblical. It is not wise to accept reproof when you're doing the right thing. For example, I'm reproved on a regular basis for being what they call a hater. These people tell me that I'm not very Christian and that I'm nothing like Jesus. Why? Because I preach against sin and I refuse to compromise with the world. Because I won't go along to get along with the abortion crowd, the sodomite crowd, or the woke Marxist crowd, and I never will, by the way. Anyone regarding such anti-biblical reproof would be a fool. So keep these things in mind. When the reproof offered from a father, or from anyone for that matter, is legit, true, and in line with Scripture, we are wise to regard and to heed that reproof. But when not, simply disregard that reproof. And when it's God's reproof coming from His Word, the wise and prudent will definitely regard the reproof with a particular promise from God toward those who do, as this is found in the second mention of the word reproof, Proverbs 1:23, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." So it's kind of a deadly circle. If you're proud, you won't receive the reproof of God, and God won't make his words known to you. God rewards the wise who will receive his reproof. So may each of us have a humble, receptive heart for the reproof of God's Word in our infallible King James Bible. Those are words to the wise.